Selfie did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Greetings and welcome to Trends with Benefits. It's the show that's got everyone saying, forecast? Podcast. That was sent in by Twitter user at the Weather Channel. If you want your thing to be the thing our show's got everyone saying, just tweet at TrendsWBenefits with the hashtag TWB got everyone saying. My dog's got a squeaky toy. I'm Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with my two cool co-hosts, July Diaz.
Hi.
And Agata.
Hi, Gabe. The Weather Channel tweeted at us, and yeah. You haven't told us about this yet?
I just did.
Well, you wanted to surprise us on air?
You know, I keep getting these tweets in. Mm-hmm. Everyone wants me to say their thing at the beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw that one came in from the Weather Channel, you know, especially amid all of this weather craziness we have in this country right now, they took the time out. Mm-hmm. To tweet at us?
What yeah. craziness?
In between hurricane tweets, they tweeted us.
Yeah, that's what happened.
At TrendsWBenefits.
Hashtag TWB got everyone saying. It's trending like crazy right now, speaking of.
And then what was it? Forecast podcast?
Forecast podcast.
Well, we want to give a shout out to whoever at the Weather Channel is a big fan of this show. We love you.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the weather, we got a hot guest.
Ooh.
We got a sizzling over here in the corner. We have a Jack Gilbert.
Oh man, thank you guys so much for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
Of course.
Yeah, this is a show where we're going to talk about, you know, the things that are trending, you know, right now at this moment. But we do like to ask our guests. Normally, do you follow that kind of thing? Do you know what's trending at any given time?
I don't really know the trends that well. I'm off Twitter for a couple months.
Oh.
So, yeah, I feel like I'm very unplugged from that stuff.
Any reason why you unplugged?
I thought I was just looking at it too much. And so I signed out and I made a new password and just put in random keys and copied and pasted it.
I have that problem too. I'd look at things a little bit too much, you know?
You look at things too much?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The internet, July, or just general stuff?
Oh, like well, my butt.
You'll look at the sun. Just
I'll look at the sun.
A long time, right?
Yeah. When the
Your
whole,
own
like,
butt?
Yeah, my own butt, yeah.
In the mirror?
Uh-huh.
Or like...
In the sunlight.
Okay. All right, well, no one's judging here. This is a judgment-free zone.
No, I'm trying to share, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you've uninstalled Twitter, Jack.
You've uninstalled it.
You've made it so there's no way you can... You changed your password.
I could recover via my email,
mm-hmm.
but I haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
However, I am very up to date on Google News.
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
I use the suggested for you.
Tab
quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll browse through entertainment.
You ever feel lucky?
I don't often feel. I've probably once in the last few months I felt lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Does that just send you to a random website?
Yeah.
Okay, I've never used it.
Yeah.
It'll send you to the first search result for mm-hmm. whatever you search for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that lucky?
Depends on what you're searching for.
But I'll tell you this much. I'm rarely do I even have the option to say I'm feeling lucky because I just use the... I just search within the Chrome, like...
Right.
Oh.
The Omnibox, it's called.
Yes.
Which is a very cool-sounding phrase for something that's pretty run-of-the-mill. But, so you're looking at your Google News. You're looking at your entertainment, mm-hmm. maybe just, like, world news, checking the Weather Channel. Shout out Weather Channel.
We've got Emmys tomorrow.
Emmys are coming.
Oh, right. Emmys.
That's about one of the biggest trending things that mm-hmm. I can even think of.
True. Yeah.
Are you going to watch them?
Probably not. I'll probably watch the clips post the show.
He'll read the headlines on Google News.
I will, yeah. I'll read them, maybe click on a couple articles.
Let's hope someone does something a little wild this year, you know?
Like, oh, I'd love that.
I'd love it when they just go off script, you know?
Let's see Borat flying down from the stage and putting his bare ass on Eminem.
I was literally about to say that same thing. I was hoping we'd see another one of those moments.
I would love to see, like, I would like love to see them say, like, and the award for best comedy goes to The Big Bang Theory, and then all the Big Bang Theory people come up, and people at home are like, what? That's so stupid. And then they're like, whoops, no, we were reading the wrong card. It's actually...
La La Land.
Yeah, I mean, it's the Emmys, so... La La Land, the TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that would be super fun.
That'd be funny, yeah.
That'd be really funny.
That would be...
You would want them to announce that it was actually...
Young Sheldon.
Oh, already?
Early.
Yeah.
Or Disjointed.
Oh, yeah, Disjointed.
Oh, Disjointed.
It's a good show.
We have to say nice things about it because it's the sponsor of the show. So we all loved it.
Yes.
You know, this is embarrassing, but which show is Disjointed?
It's Kathy Bates working in a medical marijuana facility.
Yes.
A lot of laughs.
So many laughs. Love and it's streams. Not just weird and like nonsensical at all.
The billboard has like a pipe that moves to and fro from her mouth. So,
whoa.
Yeah.
Do you guys think we could climb up there and hit that?
I did when I was driving by. I saw Doug Benson trying to climb up there. So I think.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That is so on brand for him.
Yeah. Hollywood sighting.
Yeah.
He got scared though halfway up. So he was kind of like looking down and there's a crowd around him.
So who's hosting the Emmys this year? Do we know?
Yeah, we got Stephen Colbert.
Oh, nice. In character? Or?
He doesn't do it anymore, Gabe. It's dead to him. Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a little bit of the character, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, maybe Jon Stewart will even come out.
Oh, yeah. That would be good. Maybe even Ed Helms?
Okay.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Why?
Because that monkey from The Hangover? He'll show up.
Was there a
monkey? I remember a baby and a tiger.
Yeah, there's a monkey.
Okay.
That's Hangover 2. Yes.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In Thailand?
Got it. Mm-hmm. Sandwich one.
Yeah, my bad.
All right. Okay.
I think I should say that the name of this podcast, Friends with Benefits, is sort of a play on what I imagine Friends with Benefits, one of my favorite movies. Rom-coms of late.
Justin Timberlake,
Mila Kunis.
Right.
Andy Samberg, very briefly.
Good movie.
He doesn't know who Third Eye Blind songs are. He doesn't know which songs are Third Eye Blind songs or not, right?
Yeah, yes.
What?
And then he's also really into, I want to say like Jump.
Jump?
The Crisscross song?
Crisscross song.
I think
I
think so.
I don't remember anything that happened in this movie.
I only saw the trailer.
I definitely saw it, but it's all blending into like just a scene of them on a rooftop. That's all I remember.
Yeah, great scene. It's Mila... Because she's trying to sell him on New York because he was a big fashion blogger that like GQ's trying to get him. She's a headhunter and she shows him like where she goes to get away. And so she sneaks into this building and somehow gets to the roof of like what I think is the tallest building in New York.
Yeah.
And then they look up at the stars because that's the only place you can see stars in New York.
City of stars.
That sounds... really beautiful.
It does sound beautiful.
Yeah.
It's very good.
That movie had like a deep impact to its Armageddon too, right? At the same time, like there was another Friends with
Benefits
movie.
Oh, you're thinking the Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What was that one?
No Strings Attached.
No Strings Attached.
Which I watched about a year ago. It's not as good as Friends with Benefits.
It didn't hold up over the years.
Who was he paired with in that
It
one?
Was Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman.
Who was great. Mindy Kaling's also in there.
Right.
Yeah, a bag of pop chips was one of the other starring roles.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly.
And then Ashton did that terrible, awful, racist character. That one scene with the pop chips.
Oh, I...
Yeah, it was...
That's in No Strings Attached?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. I guess I'll miss that one.
I think that's what put Friends with Benefits just,
just
over
slightly
the top.
Ahead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, interestingly, right, like Mila Kunis went on to both be with Ashton Kutcher,
yes,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Natalie Portman in that ballet movie. So she's done it with both of the No Strings Attachers.
And probably yeah. Justin Timberlake, too.
I'm
can
sure.
only assume.
Oh, I'm sure.
So she, yeah, she's really the winner.
Yeah.
If the goal was to get strings attached to all of the people in those movies.
Yeah, she's like a... Giuseppe? Who's the puppet maker in the...
Oh, yeah, Giuseppe. Yeah. A Geppetto.
Geppetto. Geppetto. Because of all her strings.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Giuseppe is the name of that racist Ashton Kutcher.
We all remember that. Mm-hmm. And what he did with that bag, it was disgusting.
Oh, yeah. I don't. Let's not even talk about it. Robelore Hall, please...
Yeah.
Please come out of your glass.
Yeah. Jack, you probably noticed our... big production staff behind the glass there. We got Kyle.
Gerald.
Morgan. You know, the boys.
Dominic.
You know, they're all turning the knobs and stuff back there.
Yeah, like crazy.
Screening calls. All the stuff that happens at a radio station. But pulling the strings is our head producer. She's the robotic version of Laura Hall, the pianist, from Whose Line Is It Anyway? Please meet... our friend, Robelore Hall.
Hello, my name is Robelore Hall.
Hello. I'm a big fan.
Be nice to our guest, please, Robelore Hall.
Hello, Jack.
Yeah, Jack, I'm glad that you are familiar with her. That way you know that she has a tendency to be a little less professional.
Please give me smooches.
Okay, and there she goes.
Oh,
so we don't necessarily have to apologize for
her. And you
her.
Don't have to give her any smooches. That is the rule around here.
I'm not in a committed relationship at the moment.
Well, then...
So maybe after this show, though.
Feel yeah. free if you want to, but, you know, she can be kind of demanding mm-hmm. And say a lot of inappropriate stuff.
Real quick, I must say, I love your human counterpart when she plays during that Wayne Brady, Stephen Colbert rap.
Oh, that, I haven't seen this.
Yeah, from Whose Line. It's a little... Stephen Colbert does some cool, like, skiing pantomiming.
That's always good.
This
yeah.
is classic yeah. Whose Line, right?
Yeah.
From
oh, shoot.
Back in the day?
Yeah. This is, what, 2003?
Yeah, okay.
It might be
not classic
later.
British, but
not
Drew Carey era.
Drew Carey era.
Right. Yeah, I remember this now.
Carey era, yeah.
Carey era. The Drew Carey.
And what did she... She was just playing along.
She's just playing, oh, okay. But, I mean, they're freestyling to it, but it'd be nothing without...
Right. No, I don't mean just playing along. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all know how great she is, and I really wish we could have transferred her greatness into this robot version of her. But unfortunately, it got a little bit messed up in the formula, and I'm sorry, Gabe. I know you worked really hard on her, but...
It's okay. I'm horny.
Okay, and we just
she's
didn't...
She's happy.
We didn't need to put the horny chip
and
in her
And I
game.
Love it.
At least she's...
She's happy.
She's happy. That's all yeah. she knows. All we have is our perception of things.
She right. didn't turn out maybe the way I intended her to entirely, but, you know, what... parent can say that of their child.
that's mean.
Good.
That's terrible.
That's good.
No, that's profound. Yeah.
Right.
Do you think every parent is disappointed in how their children turned out?
I mean, maybe disappointed is not the right word. Maybe
just look at Tom Hanks and Chet Hayes.
Right. That's like that's a terrific example.
Yeah.
What about them?
Well. Google them. Check out their photos. He doesn't want to be in those photos. Tom Hanks is like, get this Chet Hayes guy out of here.
Can I offer a counterpoint?
Sure.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks and Colin Hanks.
Oh, they're hugging in photos.
They love one another.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think Tom has ever said, I wish Colin was something else?
I wish Colin wasn't great in the OC?
Yeah.
No. He's not saying that.
He's not saying that.
Definitely not. Wait, was he on the OC, the show, and in the movie Orange County?
Oh, shoot.
He was in the movie.
Oh, was the movie was called Orange County?
Yeah.
Yeah.
County,
yeah.
Oh, no. I was
okay.
Yeah, not hyphenating.
What do you have to say to that, Jack?
Whoops.
No!
And there it is. Count it. One for one.
Wow. Oh, so yeah. Jack has a catchphrase that you'll hear. This is for our listeners.
Yeah. I've been trying to use whoops just in my life more. So mm-hmm. like the past 4 months, I'd say I use it pretty frequently. Whoops
do you
again.
Think... Do you think that you ever make a mistake on purpose just so that you can say a whoops?
I'd hope not.
Yeah, because that feels like wouldn't be genuine.
Yeah, because that's an easy catchphrase to get myself to use all the time.
Right, exactly. Well, I mean, as long as we, you know, kind of don't feel like you're faking it, then I think it's fine.
Yeah, because I've already used it twice. That's mm-hmm. more than I use it in a day normally.
I like it. It's both shorter and less annoying than did I do that, right?
Or cheese.
Or cheese.
His other catchphrase.
Yeah.
Or these suspenders are hurting my little balls, which is a real thing he said at a panel that we were at.
Yes, he said that during, as he grew in the character, the suspenders would hurt his little balls.
Young Sheldon?
Yeah, young Sheldon.
Wow. This is going to be fun already. I can already feel it. Rebel Lore Hall, do you mind just quickly doing the timestamp just so the listeners know when these trends are taking place?
At the tone, the time will be real time.
Yeah, still a funny joke. It's still funny.
The time is Saturday, September 16th, 2017 at 5:03 p.m. and 45 seconds.
And we are going to be talking about the things that are trending right at that exact time, but first, we've got one of our most popular segments. It's Ask a Gotta.
Ask Gotta is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
Ask a Gotta may contain sexually oriented content.
Sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Gotta. Board certified addiction medicine.
Ask a Gotta is my segment where the readers come to me with the problems that they're dealing with in their life.
We still have readers instead of listeners.
And, you know, anything that's going on in your life and you don't know what to do, ask me. Just go to twb.cool/ask, call 432-AGOTTA-HIGH and leave a voicemail or text that number. And, you know, we're really going to do our best to help you. And we give you a
0%
guarantee that your life will be better after you take my advice. What do you got for me today?
This question is from Jellian Jackson. Hi, Agata. I'm dating this new guy. He seems pretty great, kind, caring. Fine as fuck. Here's the thing, though. All his friends are his exes. When he hangs out with them without me, I can't stop thinking that they're messing around behind my back. What should I do? Should I talk to them? Am I being unreasonable? Help.
Okay. What was this person's name again?
Jelly and Jackson.
Jelly and Jackson.
Jelly isn't jealous, it sounds like.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, wow.
All right, Jelly. You know what? I think it sounds like you got yourself a great man, right?
Yes.
Yes. From the first half of the question.
She called him guy. Fine as fuck.
Also kind and caring.
Yeah, so those are the big three when you're looking for a relationship, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's friends with his ex-girlfriends, and this is a problem.
Is that what we took it as? Not like X-Men people? Because kind of gives me a different
answer. Going night clubbing with Nightcrawler.
Mm-hmm.
What did she say?
Yeah, the Jake Gyllenhaal.
Unleashing the beast on a dance floor with the beast.
Yeah, that's right.
All of his exes. I got it. Yeah, you know what? I guess it could be that. You could give advice based on that, and I'll give advice based on the ex-girlfriend, and then we'll just cover all of it.
Based on that, I don't know what you're complaining about. Your boyfriend's having a good time with some of his good friends. That's
Yeah, and they can do some cool stuff.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you want to spend time with them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I don't have any advice for you in that. If that's the problem that you're having, then you know what? Just sack up. And if the problem is ex-girlfriends,
sack up
or boyfriends, let's not be heteronormative.
Boyfriends or girlfriends, you're right. If that's the problem, then you know what? I have very different advice for you, and it's sack up again. Like, if they're not fucking, then who cares?
Yeah, sack up.
Yeah.
Sack it up.
Sack up. You definitely have no right to talk to them. Like, get out of that mind space, because these girls, they don't owe you anything.
She's not friends with them, you think?
I don't know. She could be, but it doesn't sound like it, right?
Yeah.
But like, in either case, it's like, if you don't trust your boyfriend, then like, what are you doing?
What are you
like
doing?
Get out of this relationship if you don't trust each other enough for him to hang out with someone else without having sex.
Yeah. And one of the most famous friend relationships is between
Ross and Rachel.
Aside from that, same network would be between Jerry Seinfeld and his ex, Elaine Bettis.
Oh, that's such a good point.
And their friend, they're not, Jerry has girlfriends coming in and out, and she's, they do in a few episodes.
Yeah, they do hook up in a couple of episodes.
Yeah.
That's true.
And he's fine as fuck.
He's also fine as fuck.
Also kind and caring.
31 waist.
Yeah.
That's such a good point.
Oh, the way he eats cereal. So fine.
I love how clean he is, you know? He's a real clean weirdo.
Oh, yeah.
He likes to keep a neat house. I don't see the problem. Unless there's a history of cheating or like something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my question would be like, what are they doing? Are they, you know, fighting the evil Magneto? Are they, you know, testing out their mutant powers in that, holodeck thing they have? What is it called? The X-Men, they have their own version of the holodeck.
The War Room
or something like that.
Yeah, the best defense is a good offense.
Yeah. Is he rubbing Professor Xavier's bald head? I just want to know these details before I sign off on it.
Well, that last one, the other two I'd say that's fine, but the last one kind of does get into cheating.
It feels intimate to rub someone's bald head in silence.
That's what I'm saying. I gotta know the details. July?
I guess I concur with you. I agree. Give us some more details, Jelly and Jackson.
Sack up. I hate to pitch catchphrase.
Whoops.
But sack up would be a very good one for you if you don't have one currently.
I don't have one currently.
Yeah, I think sack up fits well with your personality.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I want to link it to me forever.
Okay.
I don't want it to be on my headstone.
Just try it out.
Yeah. I got it with like it as my middle name in quotes.
You can have different phrases. Oh, yikes. You can have different phases of catchphrases though. Like, look at a guy like Mike Myers. Think about how many phases of phrases he said.
Somebody stop me.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah.
I can't stop lying.
Yeah. This movie theater is so majestic.
Oh, I'm inside a rhino butt.
Ooh, I married an ex-murderer.
Oh, that's Jim Carrey.
That's Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah, you got it wrong.
We're talking Mike Myers.
Whoops.
Oh, yikes.
We're talking about the Cat in the Hat, not the Grinch. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I think we provided really excellent advice to this person, right?
Yeah.
Like,
hey, Jelly and Jackson, I hope you find your peanut butter.
That's right.
I hope this is the person. Hope this is your peanut butter. Hope it works out. And hey, maybe fool around with the exes. They could be the bread.
Yeah.
Make yourself a PB&J sandwich.
Yeah.
That's good.
They could be bread.
And hey, say hi to the Iceman for me.
Good.
If you have a question for Agata, do as she said before. Write into us at 432 Agata High or call our hotline.
That was the hotline, or write into us at twb.cool/ask. Until next time. Bye. Love you.
Your question was asked. Your answer is. Was that
that segment's name.
That's beautiful.
Funny pages, funny pages, funny pages, funny pages. All right, this is July's Funny Pages part of the show where I, July, read a comic strip. Jack, what is your relationship to the comic strips?
Not much of one.
Really?
My grandma was a big fan of Zits.
Zits?
Yeah, so Zits. I feel like
what
whenever
is that?
Hey, buddy, we're talking comic strips. I don't want to know about your grandma Zits.
Zits was like a comedy strip, as I call them.
A comedy strip?
About an awkward teen, right?
That's correct.
Yes.
Kind of an Urkel type character.
Yes.
We're going to keep going back to that.
Yeah.
Did he have an alter ego that was like a cool version of himself called Stefan?
No, I don't think so. That was Urkel.
Clear pores.
Mm. Yeah, clear pores.
I don't want to think about Zits. Like, that's a bad name for something.
What? How did your grandmother get so into Zits? Would she send you like clippings?
I do remember.
Was it when you were a teenager? Was she like,
this will help you?
This will help you?
Yeah, I think it was before I was a teen. Mm. But still, like, hey.
In preparation.
Yeah, get a load of this, because this is what you're going to be dealing with. I remember, like, seeing a few just, like, taped to or magnetized to her fridge.
Mm.
So, however, aside from that, I don't have a big, except Dilbert, very close to my last name, so.
Mm. Oh, okay. Dilbert. Yeah.
Do you get his email sometimes?
Yeah, just a
people
bunch get, of
people are confused. They type it wrong, and
yeah, a bunch of stuff.
Dogbert emails telling you to take out the trash. All right, let's just do Zits then. I think
okay,
so that we don't get stuck in this rut of doing Garfield every week.
I know.
Don't have to provide it as an option.
Yeah, you. Well, you give them a choice between
two. I'll give you choices. You don't have to do Zits.
Don't say Garfield though, John.
I'll give you the choice between Zits, Dilbert Classics.
Don't say Garfield.
And Geech.
Geech? How's that
Which
spell?
Is what I called Garfield.
No! Don't pick it, please. It's always bad.
You know, I'm sticking with my guns. Let's do Zits.
All right.
Yes.
Zits.
All right. So this is the first. Zits is not on Go Comics. It's on another website called.
Wait, bleep?
No. I want you to bleep that. That's why I said that first.
Well, I don't understand.
Is that when I listen to a podcast and something's bleeped, is that them making the noise?
Mm-hmm.
Like when they say a name, like, I shouldn't be talking shit about this person, but I really have a problem with bleep. That's them saying bleep?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So you don't want me to say... You want me to cut out...
Bleep that now, too.
You want me to bleep out anytime anyone says...
Anytime someone says bleep out the bleep and whatever was said afterward.
Okay.
But don't do this. But do it.
Okay.
Okay, so Zits. All right, so are you familiar with any of the characters of Zits? Because just by nature of your grandma? Right?
I feel like I remember there's like a skinny young teen, and
he's
is
here.
Like rosy-cheeked and does have some zits.
Is he blonde?
I would have said brown, but blonde makes sense.
Okay, so this might be an older character, because I see no zits on this guy.
Oh. Mm.
So we have three panels. The first panel, we see that teen, kind of tall, lanky, blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
He's wearing a purple button-up shirt, kind of checkered, blue jeans, white sneakers. He's getting socked in the stomach by a boxing glove, and we don't see who is socking him. That's out of frame. And he says, oof. Second panel. We see him get socked in the face, and he says, Thock. Thock.
He says it.
And it's also the sound it makes when that glove's hitting his flesh.
Okay.
Interesting.
Same guy getting punched?
It's the same guy, yeah. We still don't know who
is. Is he in the same area? Or did you say...
Oh, yeah. He's like in some yellow void. Not sure where...
Yeah, puberty.
Yeah. The yellow void, as I call it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right, so we'll go around. We'll guess what the final panel could be.
Yeah, I have a good guess.
All right.
I'm pretty sure I'm correct as well. What's going to happen is in the third panel, he's lying down on the ground. He's been punched out.
Mm-hmm.
And standing above him is Colossus. And he's thinking... This is what I get for hanging out with my exes.
That's good.
That's very good.
Thank you.
My guess is that it's just some bully punching him, but he says, it's not my fault I don't have pubes yet.
The bully says that?
No, the kid.
Oh,
he's getting beaten up because he doesn't have pubes.
Which is the main reason
people get beat up.
Yeah, bullies love pubes.
I'm going to say that we pan out a bit in this last one.
Oh, okay.
And it's him in a boxing ring and he's getting punched again. And it's, he says, this isn't homeroom.
That's a good one.
All right. You're all wrong.
Wait, even me?
Even you.
Even Jack?
Even you, Jack.
Really?
Even you, Gabe.
Even Logan?
Hey, bub.
Oh, Logan.
Oh, he's here.
Yeah. What's up, bub?
Nice muscles.
Not much, yeah. Just don't hurt us.
Please.
So even me?
Yeah, I mean, you didn't guess, Logan. Do you have a guess?
Hey, how are you more buff in these new movies than you were when you were younger?
Explain it.
Well, adamantium has only gotten better as the years have gone by. It's like a fine wine.
The singer Adam Ant?
Yeah.
Diane Ward?
Yeah, both of those. All right, bye, bub.
Wait, what's your guess?
Oh, he ran away.
He didn't even have a guess. He just wanted to be part of something.
Okay, I have a guess. Okay.
Oh, he's back.
I guess he's going to say, hey, that hurts, bub. All right, bye, bub.
You're on brand.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, so final panel. We do pan out. We see a new character.
Is it a bully?
No, it's not a bully. Maybe. It might be.
Does he love pubes?
I don't know yet. but if it was a bully, then the answer is yes. It's a female character. Black hair. Black dress. She says, wow, two major quizzes on the same morning? And then he replies, my teachers came out swinging.
Oh,
yeah.
So they were metaphorical punches.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow, that's
Charlene Peary would laugh pretty hard at that one.
Yeah.
We got some comments.
Oh, hell yeah.
Jim Nepaw 2.0 says, the school of hard thocks.
Yeah, because it said thock, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's very funny.
That's a really good, tag on.
Donald Krylowicz says, and the first thing Jeremy does is run crying to his mother. Connie, let him know you still love him. Tell him to clean his room.
Well, it's interesting to know that the characters' names are Jeremy and Connie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great.
And finally, Paul Bork says, he must have a academically wimpy school if this isn't a common or routine occurrence. Isn't there exams at the end of classes and at midterms when all occur in a day or two?
Yeah, bad grammar. There exams?
What?
Yeah. Yeah, that's... So this guy's basically saying, sack up, Jeremy, right?
Mm-hmm. Basically, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'll say this one, too. William Height says, that's called education.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good point. And we really learned something today.
Yeah, we did. And here's my outro. Pages.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow, you've really shortened them lately.
We have to get to the trends.
We got to get to the trends. But first,
Okay.
I have to feed my dog. He's driving me nuts.
Shirtless Mario leads to widespread pandemonium.
Yes. Nipples, says this article by Kotaku. So the new Mario game, Super Mario Odyssey, features a new screenshot was released showing a shirtless Mario. I guess this is the first time where it's canon that he has nipples.
Okay.
Why is he shirtless?
He's on the beach.
Still not a good enough reason. I feel like I've seen him on the beach before.
Sure, yeah.
He's wearing his little outfit.
His plumber. Oh, that's another thing. I guess also canon. He's no longer a plumber.
What?
Wow.
Wait, has he quit being a plumber, or was he like...
He's quit, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah. So he's just like for hire, basically. You know, he does freelance.
Freelance what? Plumbing?
Adventures.
Oh.
Right. I think with all that Mario has done, you know, saving princesses and all of the stuff, I think he's earned no longer having to wade through Dookies.
Yeah, the Green Day album?
Yeah. Yeah.
How can he not be a plumber anymore? I'm just baffled by this.
Nintendo confirmed he's no longer a plumber.
Wait, what about Luigi?
He's still a plumber.
Well, I think the negative reaction to this is like when you see your teacher at the grocery store or something, and you're like, I'm not used to seeing you like this. So people, they're not used to seeing him shirtless. You're not used to seeing Miss Stelling in like a, you know, just a nice vintage tee or something. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the initial. And then you get used to it eventually, but it scares you at first.
Speaking of Mario's plumbing, we see he has a nipples, but when are we going to see that dong? When are we going to see that dick?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Donkey Kong.
Oh, yeah, no.
He has his own video game series, Gabe.
I feel like we've already seen Donkey Kong's nipples, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
His big old nipples.
Yeah.
A lot.
He's never had a Donkey Kong shirt on.
He'd bust right out of it.
That's true. He's very muscular. But I just can't. I'm not on board with this, because I feel like if Mario loses his job, he loses his identity, and he's gonna really spiral into a depression, I think.
I couldn't disagree more. I feel like Mario is definitely better known for his adventures than for his plumbing.
No, he's a really good. He's got a perfect 5-star rating on Yelp, Gabe.
Oh, have you
look it up?
you've had the pleasure of him helping you out?
Of course. Of course. Who else would I call with any plumbing issues?
Not Wario.
One time a friend of mine came over and flushed a pair of jeans down my toilet.
Pair of jeans?
Yeah, big old pair of jeans. And I had... Who did I have to call? July, any guesses?
Well, first off, when you say pair of jeans, do you mean a literal pair of jeans? Or is that what you're saying, how big her dookie was? As big as a pair of jeans.
I think what happened...
No Patrick Harris?
I think what happened was that she made a big dookie, couldn't find any toilet paper, took off her jeans, used them as toilet paper, and then had to get rid of the evidence.
Yes. Just like that Tinder date. So you called Mario, and Mario helped.
Yeah, because... Like, have you ever...
But let me guess what happened.
Okay.
Mario showed up. He saw the mess.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, give me a sec. And then he just went down the toilet.
Yeah, of course. He put on his scuba mask. Mm-hmm. And he just went in there. And it was about 6 to 7 months. He came back out. And he said, I rescued the princess.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I said, I don't care. What about my toilet? And he was like, oh, I forgot.
In reality, though, the whole time he was just in your bathroom, like laid out. And it was just some guy named Mario. And it wasn't the video game character Mario. It was just some guy named Mario.
No, it was him. Oh, he promised. No.
You got a fake Mario.
You got a fake Mario, it sounds like.
He promised, you guys. He said it was definitely me.
If
was he on mushrooms?
That's possible, but that would be canon.
did he say at any point, well, here's your problem. You thought your bathroom was your closet.
Yeah, did he say that?
Did he say that?
He might have mentioned it. I don't know. It might have come up. I mean, we had a lot of conversations. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He was telling me about all the problems he has at home, and how like no one takes him seriously at work, and how he's probably going to quit soon. Mm-hmm. So that must have been right before this game came out.
It seems. I mean, based on everything you describe, it makes sense why you're so upset that he's not a plumber anymore. He sounds great.
Yeah. Oh, he was a delight.
When you say no one takes him serious at work, mm-hmm. a plumber's work is at people's houses, right?
Right.
So no one who hires him takes him seriously.
Yeah, that's right.
That's rough.
Yeah.
It is rough.
Like he, yeah, I mean, can't climb up the ladder if no one gives you any respect. Am I right?
Respect.
I guess you're right, yeah. A lot of places of business have a lot of ladders that you need to climb in front of everyone and show your dominance. And yeah,
I get no respect.
Oh,
Rodney.
Rodney's here.
Oh, I get no respect.
Oh, why'd you come in here, Rodney? We're filming an episode.
Oh, give me respect because I get none of it.
Okay, I know that's kind of your thing, but get out of here, Rodney.
All right.
God, that guy is so annoying. Like,
hey, come hang out with me, bub.
Yeah, hang out with each other outside.
Will you give me respect?
You gotta earn it, bub. Let me just say this. Uh-huh. Mario, feel free to let those nipples shine, you know?
Yeah.
Nipple shaming, yeah.
Don't nipple shame Mario.
Hashtag free the nipple.
Although I bet Waluigi's nipples are really weird. Like, droopy.
Hashtag hide those nipples.
I would love to see Waluigi's nipples. More than anything else.
Jamie Lee Curtis will reprise her iconic role as Laurie Strode in the new Halloween movie.
Reprise.
So she's going to reprise her role as, I don't know what the character's name was, but...
Laurie Strode.
From the Halloween series of movies. So they're bringing back Halloween.
Yes.
Did she show her nipples in that movie? I feel like she did.
I feel like that was Trading Places.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Yes.
I have Mr. Skin up right now. I was right.
So
to be fair, you always
page?
Have it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Look behind the scenes. I always have a tab open. It's always on Mr. Skin.
Yeah. Anything that we mention, you search.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping she'd be reprising her role as Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, that'd be good.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Did you guys hear that Mean Girls is going to Broadway?
Oh, is it?
It is, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yep.
Should we go?
Original cast?
Yeah, it's going to be Lindsay Lohan.
Lacey Chabert.
Rachel McAdams. Mm-hmm. Tina Fey. Mm-hmm.
Tim Meadows.
Mm-hmm. All of them. Big ones.
That's great.
All the big ones, yeah. Real quick on musicals. I didn't do this when you guys introduced me, but I almost said... long-time listener, first-time caller.
Ooh.
Because I've been listening, for reasons I won't go into, a lot of Lin-Manuel Miranda podcasts.
Okay.
Or his guesting on podcasts. And he says that every time he's on a podcast.
He does?
Every time he says, long-time listener, first-time caller. First time I heard it, it was like WTF or something. So I was like, that makes sense that he'd have listened to this. But then it's like, you don't listen to this podcast, and he's still doing it. He's still saying he's a long-time listener. Yeah. It's very odd.
That's weird. Isn't he... He's like...
Stop it!
So squeaky.
Come here!
I assume that means that you've listened to him on My Brother, My Brother and Me. Has he been on that show? Or is he just obsessed with it?
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay.
What's the premise of that podcast?
It's three brothers just having a good time.
I'm like halfway through... a podcast that he's on with three sisters.
Oh.
Oh.
That's weird.
My sister, my sister, and me?
Yeah.
Well, I only ask this because I don't really know anything about him or anything, but I have listened to the show, and he is like obsessed with this podcast and he like is in this Facebook group that I'm in, and he posts in there, and people like freak out every time because he's just posting about how much he loves these brothers.
Is his personal Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. And the gravity does not land on me.
But yeah, what?
Yeah, he's on there. But also people will like tag him and stuff, be like, "Hey, Lynn, I saw you on TV." And he'll be like, "Cool."
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like it either. It makes me uncomfortable. It makes me uncomfortable. I'm like, what?
Hey, if you're listening to this, stop it. Stop listening. Yeah, also, stop doing that.
Yeah, what's he's busy, right?
He's got to be busy.
He's a busy guy.
He's got to be busy.
I don't know. I disagree. I think Lin-Manuel, if you're listening, keep on listening. We can't afford to alienate any listeners, especially ones with as much cachet as LMM.
LMFAO?
What are they up to? July, could you look up LMFAO? Their asses
look up. Them up on Mr. Skin.
On Mr. Skin? Okay.
What's the song? I think it was like one of their first big ones.
Party Rock?
Is that them? Yeah. They're like they're in a hot tub and they like swim underneath, and then they are a bunch of models.
I think that's a different one. Let's see. What are they doing?
Oh, that's Yes. Yes. And There Ain't No Stopping. Yes.
Oh, they're on an indefinite hiatus.
Uh-oh.
For personal reasons. I guess a little trouble in paradise. Uh-oh. For Red Foo and Sky Blue.
Uh-oh.
I don't remember any songs other than Party Rock.
This was an early one, I think. Like, does no one remember? Like, Yes. The party's rocking, Yes. The bottle's popping, Yes. And There Ain't No Stopping, Yes.
I don't know this one.
I believe it's called Yes.
Every day I see my dream. Every day I see my dream. Every day I see my dream. Every day
I see my dream.
Every day I see my dream.
5 million views.
Every day I see my dream. 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 Every day I see my dream.
It says it was published in 2009, but I don't know if it was released in 2009.
I think that's correct. It was pretty early.
So they had that other song too, though. That was like,
oh.
So LMFAO, that stands for laughing my friggin' ass off, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Not friggin'?
Yeah.
They have a song called Hot Dog that's just, I'm gonna get a hot dog after this club.
It's a good song.
Just
good
over
song.
And over again.
What's so funny? That's what I want to know. What's so goddamn funny that they're laughing their asses off?
Sexy like? And I Know It. That's the song I was thinking of.
I'll tell you what's so goddamn funny. Sorry for saying that. Listeners, but the idea that they got not one album but two albums.
What? They had two albums?
Yeah.
Yikes.
That's what's so funny to them. Our record companies let us release an album? Two albums?
Yeah, they go and make an album in a day and like, you guys like this? We don't like it. That's what's funny.
What was this trend again?
Yeah, what was the
trend? Jamie Lee Curtis is reprisoning her iconic role in Halloween. Halloween, ever seen it?
Never seen it.
Yeah, definitely. It's a classic. I think it has an iconic villain named James Carey.
Yes. And he's so terrified by James Carey growing up.
When he's smoking?
Yeah.
He says, so you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, and he's wearing that mask. Oh. And then he's like, oh, ooga, and his eyes pop out.
When he's his Large home March. Gets foreclosed.
Yes, oh my gosh.
Fun with Dick and Jane.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, when he... Oh, I can't
the
even think of it.
The number
23. Oh, yeah, the number 23.
When he gets his girlfriend erased from his brain.
Yikes.
Oh, yeah.
And friggin' the Hulk and Keira Knightley make out on top of him.
Oh, yeah.
Not Keira Knightley. Yeah. Is it Keira Knightley?
I mean, that sounds lovely. I don't remember. But I want to believe that that's true.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's rough stuff in someone.
When he's in love with Ewan McGregor.
Oh, yeah.
In what?
I Love You, Philip Morris.
Classic film.
Lots of explicit sex in that.
That part I was fine with.
Yeah.
It was so scary, you know, it was Halloween
just
time.
Just relationships scare
and
me.
Everyone was dressed up in costumes.
Yeah.
And all that stuff was going on.
Oh, the way he just says yes to everything.
Yeah.
Oh.
So yeah, he's as everyone knows, the villain in the Halloween series, which mm-hmm. is a very scary series of movies. Do you guys, right now there's this Scary Clown movie out. Have you guys seen the Scary Clown movie?
Oh, Scary Clown movie?
I've not seen
Scary Clown
movie.
I did see Scary Clown movie.
Yeah. Did you like it?
Yeah. Two thumbs up. Very scary. So go with, more than yourself. Don't go by yourself. Is what I'm trying to say.
Is it scarier than Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
Not as scary as that.
Okay.
Nothing
really
will be scary. Oh, no.
I like
clowns, but also they're from outer space. That's mental.
I like seeing movies by myself, but you're saying it's too scary?
It's too scary, yeah. Go with the group.
Or like with a clown.
Or with a clown. Yes. Yes.
Group of clowns.
Yeah, get
of
a clown car, pack 15 of you in there.
Yeah.
Go
get,
see the film.
Get your car valet parked.
Mm-hmm. I did go to the It House.
Is that fun?
It was, yeah. I think they closed it down. It was on Hollywood and Vine mm-hmm. over there. It was cool. It was good. It was like they take you on a little tour through it and it's spooky. I like that kind of shit though.
Cool. That's nice.
If I'm going to Hollywood and Vine, I'm getting some Starbucks.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it. Yeah.
I'm getting Starbucks. I'm depositing a check.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At Wells Fargo. Mm,
shout out.
Wells Fargo?
Wells Fargo on Hollywood and Vine.
Yeah.
If I'm ever at Hollywood and Vine, it's on my way to Hollywood and Highland. And it's only if I ever want to see any of the Jokers and Johnny Depps.
Oh.
Only.
You want to see the Jokers and Johnny Depps? I'll tell you where to go. You go to Hollywood and Highland, you bish.
Yeah. That's a nice Hollywood tip for all you listeners.
And if you want to see, like, someone in a good Spider-Man costume talking to someone in a really bad Spider-Man costume, it's
that's
the perfect
Venom.
Place.
His name is Venom.
Where do you go?
Hollywood and Highland,
you bish.
You were just thinking it's like a really dirty Spider-Man costume?
No, it's
costume?
Like a homemade Spider-Man costume.
The bad Spider-Man's name is Venom.
No, I'm not talking about Venom. I'm talking about bad.
Speaking of bad, if you ever want to see Michael Jackson popping and locking, you go to Hollywood and Highland, you bish.
If you want to see like eight dudes carrying a giant snake for no reason, you go to Hollywood Highland.
This you trying to get some Cinnabits from Wetzel's? Go to Hollywood Highland, you bish.
You want a sweater? You go to American Apparel on Hollywood and Highland, you bish.
This is like a great new Jeff Foxworthy routine.
You need some wings? Go to Hollywood Highland, you bish.
Yeah?
Where do you go for wings there?
Chinese Man Theater.
BWW.
BWW. Well, I'm a big Wingstop fan.
Oh, yeah. Wingstop.
Oh, Wingstop.
Wingstop.
Oh,
Wingstop.
Sorry.
Wingstop.
Let me.
Wingstop.
Can we all say what our wing is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, what's your wing?
What's your wing?
Yo.
What sauce?
Do you mean?
Oh,
didn't explain it.
Sorry, anymore. Let me clarify. Agata, what your wing?
Yeah, what your wing, Agata?
When I say your wing, what comes to mind?
I like a crispy wing. I like it to be cooked longer. I like it to be covered in hot sauce.
Hot sauce? Like Tapatio?
No, like hot wings, like traditional hot wings. Like with
Tabasco,
Frank's, or whatever other hot sauce they use.
Yeah, Tabasco.
That's all I got.
Cool. What your wing?
My wing?
Yeah, Jack.
You know it's a flat.
Oh, you got to go with those flats.
I go
right?
with the flats.
I like drumstick.
All right. I'm going with flat, and I'm probably going. If I'm doing two flavors, I'm probably getting lemon pepper.
Okay.
And just traditional hot.
Yeah.
Cider ranch. That's my wing.
Yeah.
We got similar wings.
Yeah.
Well, no, yours is like Tabasco or something, right?
No.
It's just traditional hot.
Yeah, I said hot wings, like regular hot wings.
You said hot sauce on it. That's different than
that's hot
wings are made with hot sauce.
Buffalo sauce.
Buffalo which sauce is Frank's, which is hot, Frank's hot sauce.
All right. July, what's your wing?
What your wing?
What your wing?
It's got to be fried.
Fried wing.
Fried. Teriyaki, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go flat, too.
July's not a spicy boy.
Not a spicy boy. Although, I'm dipping my toe into the spice, so I'm okay with the mild.
Okay.
I'm not going full force, but give me that mild.
Okay.
What your wing, Gabe?
I'm going to go a lot. I'm going to say my wing's not a wing at all. I'm a strip man. I like strips, crispy strips. I'm not going to lie. We got some Wingstop last night. Oh. It was really good. I got some of those Louisiana rub strips.
Mm. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And those were good.
They have strips?
Oh, yeah. They got good strips.
I didn't know they had strips.
Great strips, great fries.
Great fries.
And great wings.
That we ordered the cheese fries, and they give you about a pint of cheese with the fries.
Dang.
Do you like the cheese fries?
I enjoyed them. You weren't into it?
I had them once years ago.
Mm.
And I thought it would be more like the In-N-Out. Basically, it looked like they just had fries and then put like nacho cheese on top.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which I wasn't into.
Mm. To each their own,
that
though, right?
That's kind of what it looked like.
That's why everyone like has their cheese. Own wing and everyone has their own fry, right?
Mm hmm.
They have, yeah, and they have multiple fry options too.
Yeah.
Mm hmm. Also, get whatever drink you want, and it's on me.
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Wingstop.
Yeah.
Thanks for giving us money and wings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hashtag what your wing.
That's good.
There's a high school that lets seniors dress in costume for their ID pictures.
Whoa.
There's a high school.
Big news.
That lets seniors dress in costume for their ID pictures?
Yes.
Can so, they dress up like Johnny Depp?
This was happening in Michigan. Oh, I'm sure they would.
If they go to Hollywood that. High.
Yeah. If they go to Hollywood and Highland High. You bish.
July. You can't direct the bish at me.
No, I'm not directing to you. I'm directing it to the listeners.
Okay. I did see it and it looked like it was directed at the guy.
So, yes, yeah, so there's a couple student IDs. Some of these students were in costume, so we got a Dora costume. We got...
Oh, the Explorer?
Yeah, the Explorer. We got a Hermione Granger costume.
Is that...
We got a Mila Kunis from 70s Show costume.
Oh.
I thought you were going to say Friends with Benefits.
Oh, no.
This is a very Kunis-heavy episode.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Hannah Montana raising her... arm to show her hairy armpit photo.
What?
What?
In that classic episode of Hannah Montana.
Oh, where yeah.
Known for her hairy armpits.
The one with the hairy armpits.
Mm-hmm. We got some Bob's Burgers, Tina.
What's Mila Kunis' outfit in that 70s show?
Bell bottoms, little overalls kind of looking thing,
I think,
right?
The main thing is like the ponytails to the side. What is that called? Ponytails?
Side ponytails? Oh,
pigtails?
Two?
Pigtails? Pigtails. Yeah, so would you, any of you wish you would have been able to do this for your student IDs or current IDs?
You know, I'm embarrassed to say, sophomore year of high school, I did go in trying to do a costume.
Oh my God. What was it?
I mean, it wasn't, I was going to wear a wig, like a big curly hair wig.
Mm.
And...
and you were gonna be it.
And I had like a sports jacket that was just one that was in the closet. And I went. I'm like, we're waiting in line to get it. And
is it all wet?
Yeah, it's all wet.
Yeah.
And they say I couldn't do the wig. Like quickly shot down. So now my picture is just me in this weird sports jacket. Why was he wearing that? Because I look very happy in the picture too, but.
We're going to get a copy of this picture and put it up on our website at twb.cool.
So he has not given us
any permission to do that.
What was the costume you were trying to do?
Yeah, it wasn't a costume so much as like, oh, I'll wear this
wig. Clothes.
Yeah, wacky clothes.
Got it.
Which is a costume.
It's a costume.
It's a costume.
Yeah, I feel like I would like try and put on like a fake mustache and...
Yeah.
Like a red hat,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe take my shirt off and have my nipple showing. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So a Mario look.
Yeah, like a shirtless Mario.
Shirtless Mario look. Yeah. That's good.
I don't think this is a good idea because how are they going to know who's who?
Right.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. If you go to school with Mario, that's going to cause some issues.
Right. Mm. Right. And, like, there's going to be mistaken identities. There's going to be people underage drinking.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of problems I see here.
Yeah, it's like, no, look at my ID. It's me, Mario. I was born...
I'm sorry, it's who?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't understand that.
Yeah, that didn't sound
you know
like,
who it is. It's Mario.
Okay.
Come on, gang. It's
doesn't sound
it's
natural.
Me.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
There it
I had
is.
To find it.
Hey, I got a costume for you guys, for you students. How about you put on a good student costume?
Yeah.
Do your homework.
Do your homework.
Now you sound like my dad.
Go to class on time. Stop kissing all your friends.
Yeah. What are you doing kissing all your friends?
Stop it.
Stop it.
That's a good costume. Stop kissing all your friends. Yeah. I'd go as Bad Spider-Man.
Hey, that's
his
a good
Venom. Hmm?
It's not.
Topher Grace?
Oh, no, you're
right. Oh, then my girlfriend... My wicked hot girlfriend would be Mila Kunis in that 70s show, and I'd be right. Topher Grace.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. I'd be Ashton Kutcher, not the racist character.
From No Strings Attached?
Yeah.
I'd be Fez from that 70s show, not the racist character.
With all a bunch of cakes?
Yeah, with all his cakes. Wilmer Valderrama loves cake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, cool. I mean, you know what? I don't think we should be stifling young people's creativity. If they want to dress as Venom, let them dress as Venom.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. Right?
Right,
yeah,
I agree.
Let the kids dress as Venom.
Nobody's dressing up like Venom, gang.
Stop kissing all your friends.
Yeah. Yeah, stop dressing as Venom and kissing...
Yeah.
Mila Kunis.
Friends are friends.
Too many problems here. Yeah. Can't get on board.
So we've come to very close to the end of the episode.
Oh, man. The outro.
Yeah, this is sort of the episode outro. But first, we have our most popular segment that we do every week.
Mm-hmm.
It's the traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown about one of the things that we talked about on this show. Jack?
Oh, boy.
We've never forced anyone to do it. We try to force Agata into doing it, and she will not.
No, I don't do it. I'm sorry.
But we love when our guests participate, if you don't mind.
I'd love to.
Excellent.
Good.
You know, this is something, you know, that it's really like the only way that you can kind of look back at a week's worth of trends and make a song about it. Agata, do you have anything to suggest? As the topic for our hoedown?
I'm going to go with shirtless unemployed Mario.
Shirtless unemployed Mario. Okay.
Well, get yourself a little bit of straw and hail. Sit right down in the bale, my friend. Now you'll find you're in the barn and you've come to a gruesome end. It's the hoedown where you bro down with death.
Cool. So you know how this works now, based on that
description from Matt Gourley.
Of course, yeah.
So we're going to do a traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway? Hoedown about Mario. He's shirtless. He's unemployed. Robolora Hall is at the PM.
Yeah, right? Ready to hoedown.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Can't wait.
Yeah, let's do it. I wanna make a Facebook post with lots of likes. I go down the green pipe and visit my friends. Their brother's named Mario. And then we jump and we go, we go, we go.
So I love sliding down the pipes. I love the feeling of poop all over me. It's so great to be shirtless. I gonna watch our list.
Great show.
I'm not really Mario, I am an imposter. I went to a goddess and I say, it's me, I like pasta. I went into her pipes and I stayed there for weeks. I hope I can get out soon so I can watch Beauty and the Beast.
Excellent. Hey, it's time to boot up that Nintendo.
Hey, friendo, get on this.
We are friendos, so boot up our Nintendos.
And blow on the cartridge.
Blow on the cartridge.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Louis didn't like it.
No, not at all.
He's upset, and I'm sorry, Louis.
Reaching for Beauty and the Beast.
That was a fun one, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, Louis has been. I'm sorry to the listeners. The dog has been so loud throughout this whole recording, but that's okay. He's real cute.
The Louis Vuitton Don.
Yeah, that's right. Jack.
Oh, guys.
Thanks so much for being here.
Yes. Thank you so Thank much you. For having me.
What a joyous episode.
It's been joyous.
My name is Whack Dilbert. Whoops.
Oh.
No, I'm Jack Gilbert.
Jack Gilbert, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on. Do you have anything you want to plug?
Oh, man. What do I want to plug? Nothing in particular. The Emmys.
Okay.
I hope you watched those. Yeah. Colbert's kind of been a motif in this episode, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah, support him.
Oh yeah.
Let's hope there's not a La La Land fiasco.
Disagree.
No, I don't want there to be one.
Gabe really wants La La Land to get what they deserved.
Yeah.
What category would you want them to win?
You know what? Give them one of those technical Emmys.
That well, they buddy, just... you're a week late. Those are the Creative Arts Emmys.
I always miss those. Well, okay, cool. Twitter, anything?
Twitter is at It's Jack Gilbert, ITS Jack Gilbert, but I'm signed out.
Don't tweet at him because he won't see it.
Yeah, don't tweet at me. Follow me.
And then maybe you'll get back on it one of these days.
Yeah, I'll probably get back on the horse eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, after all this the political stuff is done, you know?
Yeah.
Once Trump. Politics are over.
Mm-hmm. Once he's at it, get that guy out of office.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Get that asshole out of that Oval Office.
Mm-hmm.
Get that Oval man out of the Oval Office, right?
For him, the Oval Office is like a toilet.
That's right.
It's where he gets dressed. It's where he gets dressed.
Is this Trends with Benefits or the Rachel Maddow show? I got it. Do you have anything to plug?
I want to plug fried chicken. Love it.
What your fried chicken?
All of it.
Cool. All right. July, do you have anything to plug?
I have no plugs. I will give my plug to Robo Laura Hall.
I want to plug Pop Chips, but not that racist Ashton Kutcher Pop Chips commercial.
Okay.
Agreed.
Cool.
Commercial? I thought it was in the movie.
Oh, she calls movies commercials.
Okay.
She could be referring to the filmic episode of Master of None, Indians on TV, wherein there's a little montage that shows said commercial.
Really good flan. Thanks for bringing it.
Oh, thanks for serving it up hot.
I'd like to plug this show. It's called Trends with Benefits. It's on every week sometimes. And, you know, we really appreciate anyone listening. We're on
Except
Apple.
For Lin-Manuel Miranda. Stop listening.
Turn it off.
Stop listening.
Turn
also,
it off.
I hope this episode was better than my roommate, Brian Backus's.
That's your roommate.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, he sleeps right beside me.
That's cute. Well, I will say he was probably our most complimentary guest. Like, he was, he was, every single thing that we did, he was like, this is great. This is the best thing I've ever seen.
You guys suck up.
Yeah. He succeeded and we loved it.
Yeah.
And flattery will get you everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Guys need to sack up.
We're on Stitcher now. I just added us yesterday.
Nice.
I don't know who uses Stitcher. If you do, stop listening.
Don't stop alienating our audience. All right, let's wrap this up.
Okay.
This present. You want us to wrap up this present?
I just have to pee really bad.
You didn't say bleep before you said that, so it's staying in.
Yeah,
all right.
I have to pee really bleep.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. We love you all so much. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.